Bucky Bacaw here. I've been spending a lot of time the last couple of months doing chicken outreach on a piece of real estate called Governor's Island. I want to tell you all about it, but first, this week's rebroadcast from September 2011 will give you some background. Stay tuned. Today I'm broadcasting from Governor's Island, which is a part of New York City. It used to be a military base, and then they converted it to all kinds of things. They got a long-range plan. And one of the things going on is there's a compost learning center. And about a month ago, as you can probably already guess from the background noise, a friend said, they've got chickens. And one of the things we talk about on the show week after week is how chicken manure, chicken poop, is a powerful compost accelerator. And I've been wanting for ages to talk to somebody who's really using that transformative power of chickens for that specific purpose, and I'm fortunate today to have Marissa with me. She's going to tell me a little bit about how Earth Matter started and how they got involved with chickens, and some other fun stuff about what we're doing here. Marissa, thanks for talking to me today.
Thanks for having us on the show.
So tell me, how did Earth Matter start up?
Earth Matter hatched in the Green Gorilla's annual meeting 2009 when Charlie Barrer, Kendall Morrison, and I were musing about how much composting was happening in the Fort Greene Compost Project, which was collecting from neighbors at the Fort Greene farmers markets, and how much there was, to the point of where people were saying, whoa, is this a garden or is this a compost center? And so we were saying, well, what do we do? Because we were successful, but we were now being asked to limit how much we composted. So the three of us decided we have to bring it to the next level. So we formulated a New York State not-for-profit called Earth Matter to do that.
There's a few reasons why composting is very important. Let's talk about some of those.
Everything from soil health and making the quality of the food and the flowers you're growing better. We want to use it as a waste reduction strategy. We want to have food waste, or what we call organics, collection as a household word, same as bottles and cans, paper recycling. And we feel that it's really important that we have this as a resource. Right now, it is costing New York City a huge amount of money to truck our organic resource down to West Virginia, South Carolina, Pennsylvania, upstate. The carbon footprint that's taking up, as well as we losing our amazing food for our own New York's urban agriculture, parkland for recreation, or just plain karma.
Right.
A pretty generally accepted statistic is 50% of what people consider to be trash is actually an organic resource.
And so how did you folks end up on Governor's Island?
We were looking for a site to do this processing and to have a large composting facility with a small demonstration garden. And in the process of doing that, one of our advisors, Adam Schwartz, put us in contact with a woman who was organizing City of Water Day 2009 here on Governor's Island, and asked if we would set up a source separation volunteer system to collect the organics and do public education at this event. And we built a small compost bin right where we are at now. It's a service road, and the reason that we picked this spot was because right next to us is what we call Brown Mountain, which is the leaf depot of Governor's Island. So all of the different people that take care of the island all bring their wood scraps from a fallen tree, as well as all of the leaves and the natural organic browns to this area. So over 5 years of accumulated leaf waste is right next to us to be transformed into a richer, better product with our processing at Earth Matter.
How did chickens come into the mix?
So the first year we were here, which was 2010, and at the end of the season, we had a lot of workshops, we had a lot of interest, but we did feel, because of the location, which was inland, which was on a service road, that it would be really great if there would be some way that we could be a little bit more flashier. So to be honest with you, we use the chickens for several reasons. One, because they're composters, or they're our number one compost workers, but also we decided that the 25 chickens that we were going to have were going to be very beautiful chickens of different varieties to attract interest for people, especially children and families.
Okay. So one job of the chickens here is to be pretty and interesting and attract people, and they do a very good job of that. They are making your compost turn faster. Tell me how that works.
First off, we feed the chickens the food waste. Every week we go into the buildings. So there's art exhibits, there's offices that we service. We have compost containers in their kitchen. So we have a tricycle and we make those rounds. We also collect from all of the concessions that are on the island. And we have one volunteer that brings over a brewer's spent grain that they get as an added way to balance their diet. It's amazing what they eat and then go through again. If you turn something that they didn't have interest in, all of a sudden they have interest again. We have one hazel hen that whenever I'm raking, she's there. She will find some interest in something that nobody else has found interest, but over a period of time, the chickens will eat just about everything.
Right.
So not only are they eating the food scraps, then as they forage, we let them out every day, all day. They're on our compost piles, and like you mentioned, not only do they chew it up and then give it back to us with a richer product with the manure, what's really great about the chickens is as they dig, they're aerating, right? And when I talked about air being one of the four ingredients, they are making everything smaller, and that's the whole key to a good compost, is making sure everything is small and mixed in a way that can break down, because remember, the microbes don't have feet. We have to bring everything to them, and as the chickens massage the ingredients, it just makes it easier for all of those microorganisms to do their work of breaking things down.
Does the poop itself change that process, transform it, or make it any faster?
It certainly heats it up. It's one of the four ingredients is nitrogen, and that's the energy food for the compost, so it certainly helps with our temperatures.
What's your favorite thing about having chickens on this site?
I love the behaviors. I love that they love each other. I love that there's a big family feeling here. I love that people like Julio and Hank are tram drivers, have brought people in here in tours, and they speak intelligently, because chickens are a unifying factor. Everybody that comes in here has some relationship to a chicken, whether it was a grandfather or an aunt that had them, raised them, that they had an experience, whether they got scared by a rooster. It's all part of the fun that we feel has brought a lot of community to our island. And our girls have really brought out a lot of like amazing, wonderful, nurturing qualities in all of us.
If folks want to get involved and want to see what's going on, how can they learn more about Earth Matter and the Compost Learning Center?
Earthmatter.org.
Thank you very much, Marissa.
Thank you very much.
So Beth is volunteering here, and I'm going to ask her a little bit about that experience. And what do you do while you're here?
I clean out the coop, so I take out all their water bottles and scrape out all their old food scraps and all of that and put it into one of the buckets for composting. Every weekend there's been something different going on. Last weekend there was a foodie event of some sort that we went to and had a table at, and we had the chicken tractor there that we were working on, and also just telling people about compost when they come by. And last weekend I rebuilt the roosting poles in the coop. And we've been working on, for the last few weekends, we've been working on the chicken tractor over here.
Had you ever met a chicken before you met the chickens here at the Learning Center?
Yes. Yeah, I've met chickens before. I'm from Missouri, so there's a good deal of chickens around.
So were you excited to be reacquainted with chickens in this city?
Absolutely. I love chickens in the city. And I've had friends that have had chickens in other cities, but none in New York. And I would love to have chickens myself. I don't have a backyard, and that's something that's hard to come by in the city. But I love being able to come here every weekend and be in such a wonderfully serene place that you don't get in New York a lot, and be with the chickens and be with the plants, and it's a great environment here.
I think the chickens really add a serenity to it, because you can say that even though the helicopters are flying over every 10 seconds.
That's
you
right.
Still feel a kind of peace back here.
Absolutely, and they're so at peace.
Thank you very much. It's really a delight to talk to you.
Thanks so much.